This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. 2 years after 23-year-old Elijah McClain died after an encounter with police, three officers and two paramedics have been charged. They face counts of manslaughter and negligent homicide. Governor Jared Polis asked State Attorney General Phil Weiser to conduct an investigation into McClain's death and today gave condolences to McClain's family and friends.
Innocent young man lost his life. And I really am thrilled to see progress in holding those responsible accountable.
The state investigation came after Aurora Police did their own investigation and the Adams County District Attorney declined to file charges. The indictment was filed yesterday and the officers and paramedics will likely be taken into custody today. The state's top utility watchdog is getting a makeover with a new name and bigger emphasis on green energy. CPR's Miguel Otavara has more.
The Office of Consumer Counsel has represented Coloradans concerned with the rising cost of gas and electric bills for the last 37 years. It now has a new name, the Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate. The name change reflects a broader mission as the state transitions to cleaner energy, including how ratepayer dollars will fund the expansion of electric vehicles and decommissioning coal-fired power plants. The office is now challenging utilities looking to pass on natural gas costs from a February cold snap to customers. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The federal government is rounding up more than 700 wild horses in northwest Colorado, despite a last-minute appeal by Governor Jared Polis to delay the operation. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.